We are reminded that it is God's law, God's word, that guides our steps in this world. And so I ask that you would turn with me, first of all, to Deuteronomy 21, and then we return to Colossians chapter 3, and we'll once again read those opening words of chapter 3, and then we'll pick it up in verse 18. So Deuteronomy 21, page 1093 in your Pew Bible, and then Colossians 3, page 1169. This passage from Deuteronomy is very sobering. It's not the kind of thing that is very popular in our culture, but it is important. And so I ask the children especially to listen, and then to listen as we turn to Colossians. This is God's word. If a man, verse 18 of Deuteronomy, if a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they discipline him, will not listen to them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of the city at the gate of the place where he lives. And they shall say to the elders of the city, "This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel shall hear and fear. And then we turn to Colossians chapter 3. We'll read those beautiful opening verses of the chapter and then turn to verse 18. Verse 1. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Verse 18. "Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." This further reading of God's word. I ask that you would leave your Bibles open, and I would encourage our children in particular to leave your Bibles open to hear what the Lord has to say to you this morning. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. God is speaking to you. He's speaking to you this morning, children. And he says to you, listen up, Open up your ears to hear. Pay attention, because I have something to say to you. Now, just think. You are considered to be part of the Church of Christ. God has included you in his family. You're not just here because your mom and dad forces you to be here and you don't have a choice. You're here because God has made you part of his family. You're important to him. Very important. Remember, there was a time when parents were bringing little children to Jesus that he would bless them. And the disciples said, he's too busy and too important to be bothered by little children. And Jesus rebuked his disciples and said, no. Let the children come to me. Jesus cares for little ones. And here he speaks to you, children. I'm not making this up. It's there, isn't it? He's talking to you. He's not talking to your parents. He's talking to you. He will speak to your parents next, because he has a word for them too. But now, he's talking to you. He has talked to wives, and he has talked to husbands. And now, he speaks to children, and he will speak to parents, and he's going to speak to slaves and their masters. And that tells us that the Lord truly controls all of our relationships. He controls the way in which you relate to your mom and dad. He's in charge of that. That's where you and I need to begin. Now, he is speaking to you as one who is included in the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not unimportant, neither are you excluded from Jesus' family. You know, it is possible to treat baptism as though it is merely optional and only becomes a reality when you profess your faith one day. That's not true. You're not outside the family until you profess your faith. No, from the beginning. There's this interesting passage, verse in Corinthians, where the Corinthians was a troubled church. They had lots of problems. They were stubborn. But the good thing about them is we get to learn a lot from them, because actually we're a lot like them. But one of the situations they had was, what do I do now that I am a believer but my wife isn't, or my husband isn't a believer? Should I stay married to them? Because We shouldn't be married to an unbeliever. But when we were married, we were both unbelievers when we got married. What do I do now? May I divorce them? Should I divorce them? Paul says, no, you remain married to them. If they want to leave, Christ doesn't have a hold on them. They may. But the reason you shouldn't leave is because your faith makes your unbelieving husband to be clean, to be sanctified. Why? So that the children may be holy. One believing parent makes the whole family holy. What's holy mean there? It means set apart for service to God. That's what you are. You are set apart now, no matter how old you are, no matter if you can fully understand what I'm saying this morning. If you have believing parents, you are holy, set apart for God. And when you were baptized, even though you may not know it, your parents had to tell you you were baptized. But you have seen enough baptisms to know. God puts his name upon you and he says, you are mine. I am your father. I am your savior. I am your sanctifier. You are baptized into my name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why you're part of the church. That's why Paul here, speaking God's word, says to you, children, obey. That's where we need to begin. You need to remind yourself who you are. You are part of the family of God. God cares for you. And that's why he speaks to you. Now, what does God ask of you? What does he say to you? Notice, he commands you. Children, obey your parents in everything. Now, notice he's not asking you to do 500 things. He's asking you to do one thing. And it's not complicated, is it? It's not a math problem. He says, obey your parents. You need to understand something of God's kindness here. He's saying, obey your parents. The very people that love you and care for you. Now, they are very broken situations where parents have a disinterest in their children. But that's not the situation that belongs in the family of Christ. And I dare say it's not the situation that exists in many a home. And so it's not a hardship that God asks of you to obey your parents. You may not like to obey them, because we don't really, do we? That's the hard thing. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But you need to understand how God loves you when he asks you to obey your parents. The word obey is very closely related in Greek to the word to listen. To open your ears and pay attention. That's what God wants from you. To hear your mom and dad. To hear when they speak to you. And what does obey mean? To do what they ask. What does that look like? To obey your mom and dad and to do what they ask means that you respond immediately. You don't delay. You don't come up with an excuse not to do it. You don't complain even as you get up to do it. You do it willingly. Obey. Now remember, God is asking you to obey your parents. It is from God. He is the one who commands this. And that means that God will supply you with what you need. You're not the first child to struggle with obedience. And you won't be the last. One day, you, Lord willing, may have a family, and you will have to raise your children. And they will have to obey, but struggle. Why do we struggle to obey? We struggle to obey because we are no longer what we're supposed to be. You and I are sinners. And that means we don't like anybody to tell us what to do. Not our parents, not our adults, not God himself. We want to do what we want to do. That's what lives deep down in our hearts. And that's why we need Jesus. That's why we need Jesus. He needs to save us from ourselves. You cannot obey your mom and dad without Jesus. Because you will fail. And what happens when you fail? You become guilty. And it is only Jesus that removes the guilt. So I plead with you to remember that when you were baptized, Jesus said, "All that I have done belongs to you. Come to me. Come to me, and you will have all of your sins forgiven, all of your guilt removed. Come to Jesus, because in Jesus, you have a Savior who takes away your sin. But not only does Jesus take away your sin, Jesus also empowers you. Did you notice? There where Paul begins in this chapter, he reminds us that we have been raised with Christ and now we are seated in heaven. And that belongs to you too, children. It means that now our life is not here on earth, but it's with Jesus. And it is from there that he asks us to live differently. It is from there that you receive the power to live differently. You are not to obey your parents out of your own strength. You see, if you try to obey your parents by just your own power, you're going to fail over and over again. And you'll be miserable. But that's not why or how God wants you to obey. No, this command for children is in light of his presence in your life, that you are bound to Christ. And so you can begin to obey only by the strength that he supplies. And that's where you need to go. Pray and ask, Lord, help me to obey my parents. Have you prayed that? You may not want to pray it. Let's be honest. It's not always very exciting to obey your parents. But that's what God asks of you. And if you have a hard time to obey your parents, ask the Lord to help you. Ask. He says, ask and you will receive. That's for you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. You ask the Lord to help you to obey and he will help you. Do you notice? He says, because it pleases the Lord. That's why he would help you. We'll get back to that in a moment. Now notice, God wants you to obey your parents in everything. Now, we're talking here about a situation in a Christian home where the mom and dad love each other and live in harmony. And they work together to raise their children. And so they won't ask of you anything that goes contrary to God's word. There are other places that remind us, if your parents were to ask anything, or anybody were to ask you anything that goes against God's word, you cannot obey. You have to obey God. And if you ever find yourself in a situation like that, I would encourage you to seek out another adult or someone to talk to you. But here, and in most of our families, that's not the case. And so God wants you to obey in everything. There's not an area in which he does not want you to obey your parents. You need to obey your parents in everything. That's what God asks of you. And that's why you need his Spirit, isn't it? Because that tells you how big it is. And he doesn't merely want you to obey them outwardly, he wants you to obey them with your whole heart, because that's true obedience, isn't it? Now, notice the words of encouragement, the motivation he gives you is for it pleases the Lord. Why did we read the very harsh, strange passage from Deuteronomy, where this mom and dad find themselves so beside themselves with a child who lives in complete disregard for anything they say? And the only way in which they can deal with their child is to take them to the gate and to accuse him before the elders. God is giving his people the warning there. And he warns you about the seriousness of disobedience. Why? Because to disobey your mom and dad is really to disobey God. Because God is the one who speaks to you and say, children, obey your parents. So if you don't obey your parents, you're not disobeying your parents merely, you're disobeying God. And why? Because God knows you need your parents to help you in life. Because most of the time, what your parents are trying to teach you is so that you don't get into danger. Don't go play in the street. Stay away from the pond. Why? Because it's dangerous for you. And if you don't listen to them, you may find yourself in a place where your life is threatened. So God is protecting you through your parents. And when it gets older, the warnings get different. Don't do drugs. Why? Because it's not good for you. It is damaging. It's destructive. We want better for you. You see, it's out of love. God is protecting you. That's why he commands this. And now, he reminds you that he is truly pleased with you when you obey. Now, it's not that you need God to be pleased before he loves you. It is not that your obedience makes God love you. You know, sometimes we think that. Sometimes we live like that, even with our parents. We think if we do better, they will love us more. No. God shows that he loves us before we obey him, because he has given us Jesus. You don't need to earn God's love. He already loves you. That's why he speaks to you, because he loves you. But you see, you know that feeling you get when you do something and your mom and dad is there to see, and you get so excited just because they're there to see you? God sees you whenever you obey your mom and dad. He smiles and rejoices in you. He notices, and he is pleased. Because he knows. That's where your life will truly flourish. And you see, that's the thing. You see, sometimes we think that, well, rules just make our life miserable. No. It actually makes us happier. There are lots of studies that bear this out. There was one study done by Dr. Stanley Cooper Smith from the University of California. And he looked at 1,738 middle school boys and their families. And he followed them for several years. And you know what he discovered? He discovered that kids that were happiest, that were the most confident, grew up in homes where the parents were stricter with them. Why is that? Because they were taught that there are boundaries in life. They were taught that there are certain things that are not to be done. Those kids who could do whatever they wanted to do when they wanted to do, they were not happy. They were often dissatisfied. Now, you see, as you grow, your parents will also grow. And obedience looks different for a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old. And a 15-year-old. It looks different. Because what we want for our children is that they grow in taking responsibility for their lives. Now we're going to talk about that more, Lord willing, next Sunday evening when we look at the parents. So children, God speaks to you this morning and he says, listen up. Your mom and dad knows what is best, so obey them because that pleases me. And I give you the strength to do that. And when you fail, know that Jesus washes all your sins away and he gives you strength to start over. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you speak to each of your people. May you be with our children. Will you open their ears to hear? And will you be with those who are discouraged? May you open their eyes to see that Jesus truly takes their sin upon himself. And therefore, they don't have to fear. They don't have to despair in their failure. But will you also help our children to truly hear you this morning? May your Spirit empower them to obey, to listen. And may you give that they will flourish as your pleasure truly rests upon them. This we pray for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name alone, amen.